welcome to the Women's Money Wisdom Podcast. I am Melissa Joy, a certified financial planner and founder of Pearl Planning.
I'm Melissa Freidenberg, financial advisor. We dive deep into topics like work-life balance, financial planning, personal growth, and the intricacies of the sandwich generation.
Tune in for money conversations that every woman needs to have.
Hello, and welcome to the Women's Money Wisdom Podcast. This is Melissa Freidenberg, and this week, I am going to be talking about my own personal journey with a popular weight loss drug, and just generally talking about weight loss for women in their midlife and the cost of that, as well as some hope for all of us if you too have struggled with your weight. You're not alone. Modern lifestyle has caused a surge of obesity throughout the world. And coupled with it, the intention for weight loss has also increased. Losing weight requires willpower and dedication. And even more importantly, it's just knowing the right methods and lifestyle changes that must be adopted to achieve permanent weight loss. I personally have struggled with weight my entire life. And especially after having two children back to back, I never really lost the baby weight, if you will. And my baby, my youngest, is 13. However, I have found that it gets harder and harder to lose weight the same way or method that you did once did. Well, and I guess just as you get older, I've basically been putting on 5 pounds a year for the last 5 years and still having, 10 to 20 pounds prior to that, that really just wouldn't go away. And when I mention it takes willpower and dedication, I just want to say that I have been on for the last 5 months the generic version of some of the popular drugs, Wegovy and Ozempic. It's called semaglutide. It is the compounded pharmacy version of these drugs. It is a little more affordable, and I will get into exactly the cost of that to share with you. But also, this by no means is the easy way out. It is certainly helpful, but you still need to eat healthy, move your body, and this really is a way that has helped me, again, somebody who is not naturally thin. I'm not thin yet, but I'm on my way there to be thinner than I would be without the help of this medication. It's not without risks, and it's certainly not without side effects. I will share that with you as well. But again, I want you to understand that you're not alone. An estimated 45 million Americans go on a diet each year and spend $33 billion each year on weight loss products. A higher percentage of women, 56%, versus men at 47%, have tried to lose weight in the last year. All this information came from a study by Boston Medical Center, and I will link that in the show notes if you'd like to see more on these statistics. But again, I just want you to know that obesity and being overweight is more common than you think. And so many are struggling post-pandemic, whether it's from COVID or just could be from the pandemic lifestyle that we had for a few years of not getting out there, not going to classes at the gym, and maybe not eating as healthy. Those are all things to consider. But again, I'm going to focus on how I've been able to get halfway to my weight loss journey with the help of semaglutide, which is an injectable drug. There are rumors about different celebrities being on these drugs. You'll see so many in the spotlight have completely changed their bodies in the last few years, and not many admit to being on it. I did want to admit to being on it now that I'm at that 25-pound mark. People are asking me how I'm losing weight, and I really want to be transparent about it. That's one of the reasons I've decided to record this podcast today. Another reason I posted about how I've lost weight on my personal Facebook page, and I was overwhelmed by the response. I got 27 private messages from people asking me specific details, mostly women, one man, but I just want to say, clearly, if that's my personal Facebook community that is so interested in this process, I really thought that our audience may also benefit from me sharing how I've been able to do this. And also, it's not for everyone financially. It is a commitment. But I have found a way to do it that is a little bit less of a financial burden than maybe a route that you have explored with your primary care doctor or insurance and some of the name brand drugs. So here we go. So back in April of this year, 2023, I reached new highs, or I should say new lows, when it came to my weight loss journey. I was the heaviest I've ever been, not full-term pregnancy with my 11-pound baby, JP. So I was 2 pounds away from that all-time high that I reached during that pregnancy, which happened to be back-to-back pregnancies with my daughter. So as you can imagine, that's pretty discouraging. Again, somebody who's never been thin. I had a brief stint with being pretty thin in college after a bad breakup. Basically didn't eat for a few months, which is terrible, but just being realistic here. And that's pretty sad. I've never been super fat or obese like I was back in April. I was considered obese, which does have something to do with my doctor prescribing these medications. At age 43, I'm realizing I have friends, parents who are aging and having issues from being overweight or unhealthy their entire life. And my own mom is struggling with cholesterol and heart problems. She's really never been obese. But again, just as we age, years of not taking care of yourself in that weight department or really not eating healthy are certainly catching up. And to the extreme, I have a dear friend whose mom has had a stroke, has had some toes removed. And these are all things that I'm thinking about. This is not strictly about vanity, although back in April, nothing was fitting. I had an event to go to. I went to Nordstrom and I could not even get anything in the regular clothing. I could not even fit into a 14-16 in Nordstrom. I ended up borrowing an outfit from them. I think she wore this when she was pregnant, which is, again, discouraging. But at the same time, this was when I was like, okay, something has to change. In the months leading up to this, I had been to my primary care doctor a few times and asked her for help. In years past, I had tried, I guess it's called Phentermine, so it was big a few years ago. Any of the drugs that really make your heart race, make you thirsty, make you feel like you're on speed, I just can't do them. I don't like that feeling. It just wasn't for me. I literally couldn't even get through the first month's supply. And so many people rave about the drug, but it just wasn't for me. And maybe it could help me lose weight. I were able to tolerate it. But again, I could not even get through the prescription to try it. So my doctor mentioned this new class of drugs. They're injectables. They're made for diabetics to reduce glucose in your blood. And I guess they also work in a different way of signaling your brain that you're full. And again, this is for people with diabetes. I do not have diabetes. So basically, she was willing to prescribe the brand name Wegovy, which is for weight loss, versus the same medication called Ozempic, which is for diabetes. And so she prescribed the Wegovy. But she did not know if my insurance would cover it. She said the easiest way to figure it out is by prescribing it and seeing when I go to pick it up how much it costs. She did warn me that if insurance doesn't cover it, it's super expensive. I was so excited. I left the office with hope. Unfortunately, I got totally faked out because I checked the CVS app before picking up the prescription. It said 0.00 as my balance due on the app. Went through the drive-through. I had like screenshotted the app to a couple friends that I told about this, and I was so excited. I was literally in happy tears. I rolled up to the window, and the guy was like, "Oh, there's a problem." And I'm thinking maybe it's out of stock because that's been an issue. The problem was it was a mistake. My insurance does not cover weight loss drugs, and even though I'm technically obese at this point, I'm going to have to pay out of pocket for this drug. That was over $1,500. I don't remember the exact amount. It was like $1,500 and change. I just don't have that kind of money. Not many people do. Maybe the celebrities do and the uber rich. $1,500 per prescription. This was just the starter dose. So like on these medications, you need to increase the potency of the drug or how often you take it. So of course, like any hopeful chubby girl, I went home and I decided to sell everything that was in my closet for the swap, and my kids' closet and my Christmas decorations and some furniture. And I think I made like $750 in 2 days. And I was like, woohoo, halfway there to 1 month, and realized this is not sustainable. I want to make an investment, but this is ridiculous. So I did a little research. I did find that the manufacturer has a discount. I think it was like $200 a prescription. Again, between swap sales and coupons, maybe your financial picture is different. This just was not, I could not in good faith do that for a period of like 6 months to a year, which I knew it was going to at least take that. So I began researching other options. And I do have a friend who sees a concierge doctor who I now see, and it's a family practice doctor. Concierge medicine is recent. The idea with concierge medicine is you pay a monthly subscription fee and it does not go through your insurance. Everything is covered in the office visits. And then if you need to be hospitalized, you can run through insurance. My doctor is associated with Beaumont Hospital. And for prescriptions, if covered by insurance, you can run things through that. But again, you pay per month whether you need any medical care or not. In my research, I found that they do like a full makeup on your current health situation. And they offer more than just an average primary care doctor offers as far as help with things like weight loss or any other medical problems that you're currently facing. So I thought, I will give it a year. I'm going to do this. You have to pay the monthly. And then even if you quit within a year, you still have to pay 1 year's monthly fees. So again, it was a big financial commitment. But when doing the math with the Wegovy not covered by insurance, even with the coupon, it just made sense. I ended up visiting this doctor. She did a full like heart stress test, a genetic screening, a complete physical like I've never had before, and really monitoring my situation. I started the drug the end of April, and it is now the end of September, and I'm down 25 pounds. Let's talk about what she prescribed for me. So because my insurance was not going to cover any weight loss drugs, she ended up prescribing a compounded version. I went to University Compounding Pharmacy in Troy, or she called in the prescription there, for semaglutide. I wouldn't say it's not the generic version of these other drugs I mentioned. It's the compounded version. And I'll link some resources in the show notes to explain what that means. But one thing I liked about this is it's not taking the name brand drug away from those who have diabetes, because I do not. I'm not diabetic. I'm not even pre-diabetic, just plain obese and overweight. Now, that's not to say if I continued going forward that I would not develop. But again, I didn't want to take from this limited supply that is because so many people want to do this drug for weight loss. So that was important to me. The biggest factor, though, was affordability. So for my initial startup dose, it was $140 for 1 month's supply, which I understand is not in everybody's budget. So please understand that I feel you. I know what that feels like because my initial prescription was not in my budget either. But I did pay $140 a month in the beginning, plus the $200 a month for the concierge doctor. I am making a long-term investment in my health and making lifestyle changes that are going to last beyond this journey with medication. And that's my decision. We're all on our own journey to be the best versions of ourselves. And I have no regrets. But I just want to put that out there that I understand that not everybody can afford this. I will also link in the show notes my episode on budgeting, because if you are trying to find a way to cut back on things so that you can afford something like this, I get it. It can't have everything. So really think about that commitment before just jumping into this. I will say I am on the full dose now, and that is closer to 200, a little over 200 a month for that dose, the higher concentration, the higher amount. But again, still through the compounding pharmacy and my concierge doctor. I do just a little logistics. It comes in a vial versus like a pen. So I do have to inject it once a week myself using a diabetic needle. And I haven't had any issues with that. I know that some people are a little squeamish about it, but I have lost consistently 1 to 2 pounds a week initially. And then when I last upped my dose, it makes me very sick for 2 days. Headache, nausea, those are probably the worst symptoms, a little bit of stomach pain. I've found as I've gotten used to it, it's much better. And I take it Saturday evening so that the worst day is Sunday, which is really kind of my down day anyway. I'm better by the end of the week. So that has worked for me. Again, I really wanted transparency on my whole process so that maybe it could help somebody else or at least give you hope. Because the biggest thing I found is so often thin, fit people that go to these classes every morning where they burn like 1,000 calories. We're like, just work out, just move your body, just stop eating junk. And it was so discouraging because they had no idea that I'd even tried like 1,200 calories and some of these crazy classes. And the problem for me is my body just was built for like famine. My primary care and my concierge doctor said the same thing. I'm just, you know, that German, Irish, like, hey, there's a potato famine. Don't worry, we're cool kind of build, right? So I was doing all of the things. I really couldn't do the high intensity workouts, the burpees, if you will, because of all the extra weight that I'm carrying. Still, even after losing 25 pounds, my knees couldn't take it. I played ice hockey goalie, I had bad knees anyway. Plantar fasciitis, I have like all these things. They're excuses to some, but to me, they were really physically limiting. I am just starting up some classes at the corner studio now and walking and some weightlifting. Now that I've shed 25 pounds, it's so much easier. And again, I've made that commitment to myself on this weight loss journey. I still have another 20 pounds to 25 pounds to go to hit my goal weight, which sounds like a lot of weight to lose. A lot of people are like, how do you even have that to lose? Well, I'm heavier than you think. And I was heavier than you think when I started. I do have that weight to lose, and I'm very healthy at that goal weight. What am I doing? For the first 20 pounds, I was really doing no physical activity additionally than what I had been doing before. Yes, I was trying to like move my body and take the stairs and park far away, but no actual like weight loss exercise plan. I was just honestly focusing on not being so nauseous and not putting as much food in my mouth. And this medication really helped me to not feel hungry and just literally feel full after eating half the amount that I normally would, even maybe less than half. So I really am eating smaller portions. I am not really snacking. I'm making better choices, eating more vegetables, a lot less meat. And that's not intentional. I'm trying to get protein from other things just because really the meat has made me feel nauseous. And I guess I would compare the feeling that I have on the medication, especially when I go on a higher dose or in the initial dosage. For me, it's very similar to how I felt like in the first trimester of pregnancy with both of my kids. So I'm not actually throwing up, but it's just like a general aversion to some foods, anything like greasy or meat heavy. And again, just kind of feeling a little icky, generally headache, almost hormonal icky. But usually just for the first 48 hours or so after injecting the medication, and then by the end of the week, feeling great. That's my experience. I hope that you appreciate my vulnerability and sharing this with you. I know it's not for everyone, and I know it's a financial commitment. And this is a little bit of a loose topic for our old version of the podcast, 52 Pearls, which focuses more on investing and budgeting and strictly money topics. But health is wealth. And the older I get, the more I realize this. And again, just the outreach from so many after initially sharing on my Facebook page, I really wanted to share with you my experience and just open up and be a little vulnerable. So I hope that if you are struggling like me with your weight, that you find a solution for you, because I know the struggle is so real and so many of us are dealing with it. I wish you luck and I hope you're having a great day. Thank you for listening to the Women's Money Wisdom Podcast. If you found value in our conversations, please take a moment to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you're tuning in from. It helps us continue to bring these valuable insights every week. Head over to womensmoneywisdom.com. There you'll find tools, tips, and a supportive community to help you gain financial confidence.